Hello everyone and welcome to Spotlight on Leadership. I'm one half of your co-hosts, Romy Samaria.
And I'm the other half, David Everhart. This Spotlight on Leadership explores the big questions of future and global leadership through the experience and journeys of successful and inspiring leaders from across the globe that Romy and I have contact with.
Today, we're going to be exploring how top leaders manage stakeholders. It's one of the hardest roles for a leader, no matter what sector they operate in. And in our experience, it's so easy to fall at this hurdle because instead of managing stakeholders, we try to please them.
Yes, and Romy, it's a good point about trying to please them. Managing stakeholders, in my experience, is one of the most difficult skills for global leaders to master because you have to figure out how to deal with leaders who don't work for your organization, over whom you often have no direct authority or control. So it's about how do you influence them in a way that's respectful.
That's absolutely spot on, David. So to help us explore this topic, we've invited Amira El-Misri Sulai, not just a good friend of ours, but also one of the most inspiring women we know. She works at one of the most important agencies in the world and has had to manage a variety of both political and corporate leadership at the highest levels. Today, we will be speaking to her and asking her to share her experiences on how effective leadership is essential to manage different stakeholders.
Why don't you give our listeners a quick introduction to yourself and the amazing work that you've done and are doing now?
Thanks, David. Thanks, Romy. First of all, thank you for having me on this podcast. I'm super excited about what you guys are doing. I'm a lawyer by trade and have a huge passion for Africa. And for the last 13 years, have been working for the premier development finance institution in the continent, the African Development Bank, in different roles of recent as chief accountability officer, which basically means, you know, ensuring that the bank is fulfilling its development mandate and reporting that to its shareholders. Besides that, I am a mother of one and another one to come soon, as well as a wife. So excited to be here.
Amira, first one, how do you balance egos when dealing and having to appease some of the top leaders across the continent?
Gosh, Romy, it's interesting. Your questions ask for succinct answers, but they're quite deep. So, you know, I would answer three things to that particular question. The first thing is being empathetic. I think when you're dealing with leaders at that level, both political and corporate, in the corporate world, you need to also understand that it's quite lonely being at the top. And often leaders are not surrounded by the voices they need to hear. So being a balanced voice is very important. I think also one of the key elements is not afraid to be vulnerable. You know, at various times, people feel that, you know, sometimes you need to be alpha male, project yourself in that you know, capacity. And it's the big man mentality. But being vulnerable is strong. There's strength in that. And you also appeal to people's, you know, willingness to want to help you. I think the third thing that I would say, you know, when dealing with very powerful leaders in different, you know, spaces, is to try and keep the overall goal at sight. You know, you're dealing with different interests at different levels. Most important thing is to always drag people back to what is our overall goal? How does that benefit you? And how does that benefit the greater good?
In your eyes, Amira, what's the single most important skill you think that a leader of the 21st century should have?
David, you know, I thought about this question, and the first thing that popped to my mind was having a deep sense of emotional intelligence. It's fundamental that leaders develop that particular skill. Not only does it, you know, harbor empathy, being able to speak to various groups in different spaces, not only does it also encourage a sense of self-introspection and also hopefully drive courage to do the right thing. But I think as well, it brings in that ability to be adaptable in situations. When you're more sensitive to what's behind the words, what's behind the paper, but what is in people's hearts and minds, you know, you become more adept to, you know, trying solutions that would not normally be, you know, normal, but trying to find solutions that will actually make the impact you need to have.
Those are some very important lessons. Now, you've worked with some of the top leaders, but not all of them are delivering where it matters. What do you want to see more of from the top leadership today?
You know, Romy, it's interesting. I want to see so many things, but leadership starts with the individual. And I think when we find individuals wanting to occupy those particular positions, I think it's fundamental to always question your motives. And I want to see more leaders that continuously question what it is that they're there for, but more importantly, who are ready to stand by three values, you know, virtue, you know, doing what's right, you know, leaders that have a vision for not just themselves, but their people and the greater grouping of people. And this goes beyond tribe, race, gender, or where you come from. And more importantly, set out a very clear set of values that they not only will lead with, but they expect those around them, as well as the greater populace, to adhere to. And anything that falls below those values is, you know, in some way can be unacceptable. But the most important thing, I'm looking for leaders that stand out and speak out and do whatever it takes to ensure that the large majority's needs are serviced rather than the minority. When you find that the minority is served more than the majority, there's a problem.
With those comments in mind, who is inspiring you the most right now when you think about global leaders?
David, thank you for that question. Luckily, I have somebody who is currently alive, but also somebody who inspires many people. And that's Mia Mottley, the Prime Minister of Barbados. Not just as a woman, but she is one leader that basically, you know, speaks truth to power. I heard her speak at the UN General Assembly. It was recently concluded, but also at COP26, which is currently in session. But her voice, her words were powerful, while also at the same time really highlighting that it's fundamental for, as a world, for us to think of inclusivity more than just think of have a separatist mindset of thinking of only how my own country can develop. She's such an inspiration to many beyond her own island state, and to many minorities as well, is that she embodies this element of, for us to change, business has to be done differently. And for us to ensure that we can have a sustainable world and all benefit from its resources, we all need to work together.
Thank you for those comments, Amira. And you're now speaking to a topic that's very close to Romy's and my heart, which is the idea of what we think of as the integrative leader, a leader who's able to synthesize, amalgamate the ideas of a disparate set of stakeholders and into one idea, one vision, and get groups of people moving together. So that's something we feel also is just critical at this point.
No, I couldn't agree more with you, David. And what a great example of a leader that is. That is making a difference. And I also love the phrase truth to power. It really resonates with me and something I personally want to bring to my own leadership. Just before we close out today, we're going to finish with our spotlight moment. Yeah, I love this one, the spotlight moment. It's a question we ask all of our guests to shine a light on the incredible energy these leaders bring to the world. So Amira, the question we have for you is, what is the legacy that you want to leave as a leader?
You know, Romy, I grew up in Africa. I was born in Africa. My parents are, you know, both Africans from different parts of the continent. I think one thing I would want my children to remember me by, and hopefully more people, if that is ever the case, is, and it sounds quite mundane, but anything is possible. The strength of perseverance is quite critical, especially when we're dealing with a changing world. To persevere, to adapt, to persevere, to succeed, and to know that there are no limits to that. I think also quite importantly is to know oneself more than anything else. I want people to question what they do on a daily basis and to take those moments to reflect on their actions and what impact they have, not just on your immediate environment, but the greater environment as well. So self-introspection is key. Those would be, I would say, two elements I would love to have remembered in my own legacy in the future, apart from many other things. But also just to also say that I tried. as a person, as a mother, as a leader in my own space, that, you know, I did my best and I tried, and to never, ever to fall short from that, of doing your best and trying whatever it is that you do and you commit your time to.
And that's why I respect you so much, Amira. Knowing that you've tried your best and given everything is all that one can ask for. What a legacy you've already left, and I can't wait to see all of the incredible things that you will accomplish in the coming years. And what a great episode that was. I can see why you're so good at managing stakeholders. You work with them, but also communicate so articulately. I know I've learned a lot here. David, is there anything else you'd like to share?
Yes. Thanks, Romy, and thanks, Amira. It's been an inspiring session we've had with you today. I think this topic of managing stakeholders is one that everyone, all of our listeners, wrestle with. How do you do that well? How do you do that when you have stakeholders who are very diverse and who operate in very different contexts?
Absolutely, David. And that brings us to a close for this episode. We hope you were as inspired as us. And if you did enjoy the episode, please follow us, leave a rating and review, and share it with your friends, colleagues, and family. Until the next episode, this is one half of your co-host, Romy Samaria, signing out.
And this is the other half, David Everhart. Thank you.